Now, the Spanish Inquisition has gone down in popular history as one of the most oppressive state instruments ever created, with the number of executed victims reaching 6 digits, depending on the source. But how much of that is actually true, and how much is due to legends spread by Spain's enemies? Well, to begin with, the Spanish Inquisition was established in 1478 by those famous Catholic monarchs Ferdinand and Isabella, and they were reviving the medieval Inquisition, which had come about in the early 13th century in order to deal with the Cathars in southern France. The crucial difference with the Spanish Inquisition, however, was that the power of appointing inquisitors rested with the Spanish monarchs and not with the Vatican. This allowed Spain to not only ignore warnings from the Vatican about the excesses of the Inquisition, but it also gave her the authorization to administer fines and confiscate property in order to deposit the proceeds into the Spanish royal treasury. This money would in fact help finance the last stages of the Reconquista, or the Spanish Reconquest, which came to an end in 1492 after almost 800 years of fighting. Now, as for the Spanish Inquisition's purpose, it was to maintain the Catholic orthodoxy in Spain's newly united kingdoms, particularly of those who had converted from Judaism and Islam, the so-called New Christians. The Inquisition's activity intensified after the passing of royal decrees that ordered Jews in 1492, and then Muslims around a decade later, to convert to Christianity or leave the peninsula. But the result of these forced conversions brought about a new situation for the Inquisition. And that's because former Jews, now as converted New Christians, were legally on equal footing with old Christians. And those former Jews from wealthier backgrounds could now compete for positions within the hierarchy of the city government, the kingdom, and even within the church itself. In fact, one of the most important early inquisitors and one of the most rabid anti-Semites was a man named Tomás de Torquemada, a man who actually descended from Jewish converts. And guess what? Those old Christians started to feel threatened by this new competition, and it quickly became clear that the easiest way to get rid of your enemy was to report them to the Inquisition for being a false convert, or for simply practicing heresy. The accuser was even financially rewarded, as they received part of the confiscated goods. And since the accused was not allowed to confront their accuser, nor were they allowed to see the evidence gathered against them, you had nothing to lose by pointing the finger at someone. The accused could only defend themselves in one of two ways. Another witness, a non-family member of course, could step forward and vouch for the innocence of the accused. Or the accused could name a list of people who might benefit from their arrest. And if the accuser was on that list, then the accused was typically released. But this situation led to an atmosphere of such panic and distrust that in the mid-16th century, the very Archbishop of Toledo was arrested on charges of heresy, and despite the fact that there was not enough proof for an actual conviction, he remained in prison for almost 2 decades.